The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Mercy Sowa
and Baba Yakubu.
In the headlines, payment of television license a civic responsibility. Mixed reactions to 10-year jail sentence handed down to gunman Charles Entry. Health Minister regrets Ghana's inability to meet 2015 MDG deadline on reducing child mortality. And U.S. President cautions African leaders against perpetuating themselves in power. The Director General of GBC, Major Albert Donchebe, says television license fee is a component of the funding model for the state broadcaster. It has therefore become imperative for Ghanaians to pay the fee as a civic responsibility. He noted that the suspension of the payment in the early 1990s, the fee has seen no review until December last year, when it was revised after stakeholder consultations. The revised fee, the DG notes, is now adequate and has the potential of cushioning GBC to reflect the purpose for which it was established. He said if GBC is able to collect 50% of the fee as its potential revenue, it will provide enough funding for its operations. This way, GBC will not only bring quality and refined programs to its listening and viewing public, but also provide an avenue for cooperation to build on its infrastructure and other incentives for staff. The Director General was speaking in an interview with Osman Muntawakilu on GBC Ura Radio in Bogatanga.
The TV license fee is a component of the funding model for GBC. The only reason why it was not being collected was that since 1991, when the fee was last fixed, it had not seen any review until we succeeded in getting it reviewed in December 2014. That is what has galvanized us to commence on resuming the collection, because now the fee is a reasonable, adequate fee, enough such that if we are able to collect at 50% of the potential revenue, it will be enough to fund all GBC's operations and fund it better, so that we can bring better quality programs to our viewing public and listening public, and also develop our studios in the infrastructure and make our staff better, so that we motivate them to work even harder.
But if you look at the report that was brought out by the National Media Commission on the TV license fee, then you have other media houses going to benefit from that collection. Why is that so?
Remember, the TV license fee is supposed to support public service broadcasting. And I'm sure you know what public service broadcasting is.
Yes.
Now, when the license fee was first established in 1966, there was only one broadcaster in Ghana. Even when the last key was fixed in 1991, there was still only one broadcaster in Ghana. Since 1991, a lot of private broadcasters have come on the scene. Now, even though these are private broadcasters, they do undertake public service broadcasting in respect like announcements and national emergency information when necessary. Now, when Ebola broke out, many of the private stations on their own volition took part in sensitizing our people on the dangers of Ebola. The same with cholera. And even these sanitation campaigns going around, there are many campaigns that government launches that some of the private stations attempt to carry without charging for anything.
Now, with all these modalities in place, Ghanaians will definitely, you know, be asking for transparency. What is it that is put in place?
Appropriate auditing procedures to appropriate governance systems are in place. GBC is managed by a board which is selected by the National Media Commission. And the TV license fee is going into a separate account which will have all the stakeholders, that is the Ministry of Communication, the National Media Commission, the Ghana Independent Broadcaster Association, GBC, and other stakeholders who could be appointed, or other representatives of various communities who could be appointed by the National Media Commission, to ensure that these resources are adequately protected. Now, remember that because these resources are going to be divided or shared among five or six stakeholders. Everybody, the more you people you have overseeing the resources, the safer they are, because it will be difficult for six different types of people or groups of people to conspire and dissipate the resources.
How are we going to ensure that collection is done properly and funds are adequately managed?
As we speak now, there is a collection seminar taking place. All the regional directors are here in Accra, regional accountants, regional auditors, and regional EV license officers. They are here in Accra undergoing training. And at the end of the training, they will be equipped to come into the regions and commence the collection of the license.
That was the Director General of GBC, Major Albert Don Chebe. In a related development, the Director of Newspapers of the Graphic Communications Group Limited, Yawodu Ayebrafo, says the obligation to pay TV license fee is not a matter for public debate. He says the law is already established, and until it is amended or revoked, Ghanaians should be law-abiding and open to the idea, because Ghana is a democratic state and must respect the rule of law. Mr. Ayebrafo made a comment at the forum in Accra, organized by the Daily Graphic Communications Group Limited on the payment of TV license.
You know that democracy is basically about respect for rules and regulations. That's why I get respect whenever I go somewhere, and then people argue that democracy has made an indiscipline. But I do not find indiscipline in the definition of democracy. And by implementing at all, democracy is intended to be a more discipline. So we need to do things in very public manner and follow rules. The understanding that we must all have from the beginning is that this is something that will happen. It's not about whether to pay or not to pay. Because to pay, the law is already established. And until the law is amended and removed, it is not a question about we will pay or we will pay. And what we need to look at is that we need, yes, the law has been passed, but as you guys told us, that the law was based for man and not man for the law. And therefore, out of this discourse, it becomes clear that there are different ways of providing revenue to finance our public service workers, or that the people think there is no need a public broadcaster at all. It makes us without understanding, and we can accordingly amend the law. But until that is done, we have to be very, very lawful because this is democratic. And this democracy means that we respect the rule of law.
Director of Newspapers of the Graphic Communications Group Limited, Yawodu Ayebrafo. The managing director of the group, Ken Ashibe, said there's the need to bring people together who understand the issues devoid of partisan politics. He said professionals should be given the space to critically analyze issues in order to enrich the discussion and to find sustainable solutions, rather than allowing politicians and people who have little expertise on major issues to sit on air and pollute the public.
The chairperson of the Council of State, Mrs. Cecilia Johnson, says as laudable as the NDPC's 40-year development agenda may be, its effect will not be felt if the views and inputs of rural communities are not sourced. At a meeting in Accra to formally inform the council about the plan, Mrs. Johnson said the views of the people for whose reasons the plan is being adopted must be considered at every step during the 40-year journey. She added that the practice of sitting in Accra and drafting a policy for the people without their knowledge is not the best. She therefore charged the commission to visit the regions before the launch of the plan on the 4th of next month. Erabna Paha has more.
The National Development Planning Commission has received various views and opinions since the announcement of the draft 40-year development agenda for the nation. The commission has been collating views of major political parties, former heads of state, as well as statements such as J.H. Mensah, a former chairman of the commission, on the draft. At a meeting with the Council of State in Accra, the chairperson, Mrs. Cecilia Johnson, said the development of the nation, especially the growth of the economy, must be the heart desire of every Ghanaian. election. She applauded the NDPC for the foresight and charged it to involve the people.
So it's a good exercise, and also appreciate the fact that we are going to the meeting. So in most cases, when you have these laudable programs, we tend to get it to Accra and listen to the urban population, forgetting that we have a greater percentage of our population in the rural area, in the districts, in the regions, and that whatever programs take on, we should take their views also into consideration. We have reps from all the regions, and therefore when you decide on the regional call, we will appreciate your informing us, so that they will be part of the
discussion. Chairperson of the NDPC, Kosi Boche, explained the reasons behind the plan.
This has been in response to clearly sustained yearning in the country articulated by a number of groups, all of whom have expressed some concern that we don't appear in our economic development and social development to be guided by any real long-term plan or vision. And so in response to this yearning and also fulfillment of our constitutional mandate, we decided to begin to reflect on a long-term plan rather than just make this a technical product and inflict it on the country. We thought we should launch a process that is as inclusive and participatory as possible so that we can garner and harness the views of a broad section of our society.
Director General of the Commission, Dr. Nimwe Thompson, spoke on the structure of the plan.
In terms of the structure of the plan, the law actually specifically uses the word plan, and that has been somewhat controversial as to what is meant by that. Some think that a plan will be too constricting, and therefore it wouldn't allow any party to come to power with its own manifesto and implement that. We believe that we can have a high-level plan or framework that will set the goals, the vision. Actually, for us, we have the directive principles of state policy, which is probably the most potent chapter in the whole constitution that spells out the vision and things that we need to do. Those are principles. Those principles now must be translated into a plan, and that plan has to be high level with a vision and goals stipulated along with objectives and so forth. But once that is done, we then make room for operational plans, and then operational plans of 4 years each, which each government then comes into power with, but then work towards attaining the goals that we have all agreed on.
The NDPC believes that from 2018, when the plan begins to roll, to 2057, Ghana will be 100 years as an independent state, and there will be 10 general elections within the 40-year period. The plan will therefore come in handy and will guide successive governments on how to govern the nation.
Arabna Paha reporting. The news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories: payment of TV licensee a civic responsibility. Experts react to 10-year jail sentence handed down to gunman Charles Entry. Health Minister regrets Ghana's inability to meet 2015 MDG deadline on reducing child mortality. And U.S. President cautions African leaders against perpetuating themselves in power. Please stay with us.
Welcome back. The man who carried a gun to the Ringway branch of the Assemblies of God last Sunday, Charles Entry, has been sentenced to 10 years imprisonment with hard labor. Entry said he visited the church where the president and his family worship with a double-barrel gun and two rounds of ammunition to assassinate President Mahama and take over the presidency. Our court correspondent Beatrice Opong has more.
The court entered a plea of guilty simplicity for him after admitting ownership of the gun and the two rounds of ammunition, and also the explanation he gave for his presence at the church. According to Entry, he hails from Dadesu Aba in the Bunwahafo region and bought the gun from a Burkinabe who resides in the region. He said he acquired the unlicensed firearm with an aim to kill the president. Entry's mission at the church last Sunday was to assassinate President Mahama and take over the seat of government, which he claimed was rightfully his. He told the court he was looking forward to occupy the presidency before the death of President Atta Mills. After the death of President Mills, he found it as an opportunity to fulfill his presidential ambition, only for President Mahama, as he put it, to steal the seat from him. He claimed he was not happy with this development and therefore set out on a mission to kill the president. For a period, the courtroom was thrown into laughter, and the judge, Justice Francis Obri, even asked the prosecution if Entry was sane. But after some more revelations, the court realized the seriousness of the issue. Entry confessed to the court that he had visited the church 4 times and carried the gun on him on 3 occasions. However, on all those days, the president was absent from church. The day he did not go with the gun, the president was in church. Entry claimed that a soldier at the castle directed him to the church. Justice Obri was alarmed by the claims of the convict and advised the president's security apparatus should be tightened. He said if Entry had succeeded with his premeditated intention, it could have plunged the country into chaos. Justice Obri said, as a nation, we must do everything possible to protect the president and the constitution. Justice Obri stated that Entry should have also been charged with preparation to commit crime. He said the offense is a serious one and Entry deserves no mercy and should be kept away for a long time from citizens. Entry showed no remorse, and even when he was being escorted out of the courtroom to begin his sentence, he asked the judge what happened to his presidential ambition. He was not represented by any counsel. The court ordered the immediate destruction of the gun.
Beatrice Opong's report.
A law lecturer at the Ghana Institute of Journalism, GIG, lawyer Osei Kweju, says enough time should have been given the gunman to defend himself before he was sentenced. He told Radio Ghana that more time should have been spent to ascertain whether he planned the crime himself or whether he was influenced by someone. He spoke to Yaya Kwamwa.
Meanwhile, a clinical psychologist, Dr. Emmanuel Sapong, says Charles Entry should have been subjected to vigorous psychological examination before being sentenced. He told Radio Ghana the conflicting statement he gave during his interrogation indicated that he's not of a sound mind.
And a security expert, Dr. Ken Ahosu, says the behavior exhibited by Charles Entry is a wake-up call for security to be beefed up around the president. He told Radio Ghana that though some people are of the opinion that Entry may not be normal, it is a serious security breach that should not be taken lightly.
I think that this is a wake-up call for all Ghanaians, particularly those who are in senior positions or those that are in government, that the security should be beefed up. But then the point is that democracy itself brings about freedom, whereby people should feel free and go about in a manner having trust in God. Can you imagine that before you enter every church, because a government official is there, everybody is searched before you enter the premise? It takes the element of freedom and takes the element of what? Our freedom to work. Continuous reaction to worship over there. So it's a very serious issue. And what is important, however, is that from now onwards, care should be taken in such a manner that the president should not go about going to his church service as usual. And more care should be taken. Normally what is done in places is that some number of rooms are reserved for security operatives to cover, and it fits in a manner in such a way that it cannot be an easy target.
That should there be more security personnel following the president himself?
Yes, it's important that even before the church service begins now, there must be what we call clearance, a form of eavesdropping and all kinds of things to make sure. And not only that, most of these security operatives are trained in a manner that they should be at the entrance of the doors and see people who come in, the way they dress. And if they see somebody that is of a suspicious character, such a person must be questioned and searched. I think it has become necessary when you look at the offender, you realize that he doesn't look very much at ease. But what I'm concerned about is that if the person is that sick, how was he able to get a gun, get bullets, and then plan all this while? This takes time to do, and even people like me, people like you, I don't think it's easy to get a gun and have all this planning. So I am confronted with a form of difficulty, whether he's actually abnormal or it is that he has got to a point and he's trying to mitigate his sentence by showing that he's abnormal.
Security expert Dr. Ken Ahosu.
And now to issues of health. The Minister of Health, Alex Segbefia, says it is regrettable Ghana cannot meet the 2015 MDG deadline on reducing child mortality. He said what is more worrying is that 30% of our deaths are premature and preventable. The minister, who served us at a forum for newborns in Accra, charged stakeholders in the health sector to redouble their efforts to accelerate decline in child deaths. Also, strategies and an action plan must be put in place to give a good start to preterm and low birth weight among babies who are vulnerable. Here's a report by Antoinette Abba.
The newborn stakeholders meeting is to raise awareness about the importance of improving care for preterm and babies with low birth weight so that they can survive, and also mobilize resources to improve care. The forum also reviewed progress on the implementation of newborn health strategy by 2018. The health minister, Alex Segbefia, said preterm babies are more vulnerable to infections and complications and require proper care to help them survive the critical period after delivery. He noted that though the country cannot meet the deadline for MDG 4 by September, all is not lost. Rather, there must be a critical review and adoption of measures to address the challenges and bottlenecks encountered.
It is my expectation that this year's conference will come out with practical measures to scale up best practice in newborn care, guided by the National Newborn Health Strategy and Action Plan. No individual or group by themselves and achieve the objectives set out in the newborn strategy and action plan. We therefore need to work across sectors and with all stakeholders to ensure that newborns are given a good start to life. My ministry, with your support, will continue to lead in this great national effort. I therefore want to invite you all, in particular the private sector, to come on board so that together we can help all babies, especially those born too soon or too small, to live and thrive. I call on you to support our quest to bring a smile to Ghanaians' homes, to bring joy to all families, and ensure a prosperous Ghana for us all.
A pediatrician, Dr. Yaa Adumafuku, who was very emotional and brought the room to tears during the presentation, recounted some dark circumstances under which she and her colleagues work. She said it is unfortunate that the needed attention is not being given to the pediatrics.
If we get killed, what do you want to build? An office block, a mortuary. Forgetting that we are in healthcare, but yet we are focused on mortuary. Is this a priority for us in terms of equipment? Now, when you see this, this is what I was using to keep my newborns warm when we are doing resuscitation. Because I didn't have a radiant warmer. I didn't have any incubators for those who are critically ill. This is what I was using. It overheats. It doesn't have any thermostat. It overheats. How in the world do you disinfect this wooden structure? It's impossible. And sometimes when the nurses are taking care of the babies in it, they are getting bent because realize that the boards are here. Sometimes they can call me and say, hey, it looks like the wooden part is beginning to bend. We don't even have the catheters for tiny babies. We never have the catheters for them.
A senior lecturer in pediatrician at Confanotin Teaching Hospital, Dr. Jikua Planchbu, said 80 newborn deaths are recorded per day nationwide. She said these deaths can be prevented if the right things are done. Dr. Planchbu therefore called on government, private sector and philanthropists to come on board so that together they can help all babies, especially preterm and those with low weight, to survive.
Antoinette Abbe's report.
Vice President Kwesi Mensah-Arthur has reiterated the need to celebrate Ghanaians who chalked up successes in their fields of endeavor through sacrifice and selflessness. He said this will serve as motivation for others to emulate them. Vice President Mensah-Arthur said this when the National Executive of the Ghana Registered Nurses Association informed him of its upcoming inaugural lecture to honor one of its own, Dr. Dosia Kisei, on Thursday. Sethia reports.
The Dosia Kisei Lecture is one of the measures outlined by the Ghana Registered Nurses Association to honor outstanding nurses and to encourage the up-and-coming ones to give up their best. Vice President Misahata said the time has come for Ghanaians to think of what they can do for the country and not always what the country must do for them.
But it's always nice to celebrate Ghanaian success wherever it is. It's as if those of us who are currently, the contemporary leaders, both in nursing, politics and so on, we don't seem to match up to the great successes that our predecessors made. I think that we are celebrating nursing here. And when we are giving examples of Florence Nightingale, I think that in Ghana, are we going to find an example like that of a group of nurses who give everything to society and who will then be celebrated long after they passed for being altruistic, for being professional, for all careers, all professions we seem not to live up to the high standards that were achieved in the past.
The president of the Ghana Registered Nurses Association, Kukwasanti Krobia, said feedback on the conduct of nurses is nothing to write home about, and there is therefore the need to reverse the trend. Hence, the Dr. Dosia Kisei lectures.
We are going to let nurses and midwives of this country know what Dr. Dosia Kisei stood for. We believe that once we showcase their works, it will bring back memories of the good times that will encourage and establish a stronger front for nurses to believe in themselves. We hope that this will also create a platform for us to do some interaction about the current trends in our nursing and the challenges and also the opportunities that we have to ensure that we have rescinding our friendship with our clientele.
The inaugural lecture will be delivered by a veteran Ghanaian nurse, Cecilia Enim, who is also the president of the Royal College of Nursing based in the UK.
Seth AR reporting. On the foreign front, U.S. President Barack Obama has ended his visit to Africa, cautioning the leaders against staying in power for too long. He says this does not augur well for development. He said democracy is more than just holding elections. Mr. Obama called on the AU to ensure that leaders respect their constitutions and step down when their term ends, citing Burundi, whose President Pierre Nkurunziza has controversially been re-elected for a third term. To end the news, the main points again. The Director General of GBC, Major Albert Donchebe, says television license fee is a component of the funding model for the state broadcaster. It has therefore become imperative for Ghanaians to pay as a civic responsibility. Experts have reacted to the 10-year jail sentence handed down to gunman Charles Enchi. Health Minister has regretted Ghana's inability to meet the 2015 MDG deadline on reducing child mortality. And the U.S. President has cautioned African leaders against entrenching themselves in power. The news was presented by Baba Yakubu
and Mercy Sowah in Accra.